Chapter 3, titled Getting Acquainted, begins on page 6. There are listed here 33 functions to be described in this part. So bear with me. Number 1, power switch. Power switch is in the upper left-hand corner. Slightly in, it's the wider of the two little indentions there. Apparently it has three dots on it. Perhaps that's a feel mechanism. Press and hold down briefly to switch on the transceiver power. Press again to switch off the power. This references page 13. Number 2, PF, Papa Foxtrot. PF button is the very beginning little button on the upper left corner. I think it's part of the power button. I can't really tell from this visual here. A function can be assigned by the user to this programmable function, PF button, referencing page 49. The default function is voice 1, referencing page 55. Now, staying in this cluster of buttons in the upper left corner, number 3 described here is the preamp button. It's in the second row down on the right side of the two buttons there, preamp button. Press to switch on or off the receive preamplifier, referencing page 37. Number 4, in that same row, the second row down, is the ATT, Alpha Tango Tango, ATT button. It's the button on the left of those two buttons, two rows down. ATT button, press to switch on or off the receive attenuator, referencing page 37. Number 5 is in the third row down on the upper left. It's the button on the right of the two buttons, PROC button. Press to switch on or off the speech processor for transmitting, referencing page 32. Number 6 is the VOX, V-O-X button, third row down. It's the left button of those two. VOX button. In voice modes, press to switch on or off the voice-operated transmit function, referencing page 31, or in CW mode, to switch on or off the break-in function, referencing page 34. Number 7, AT, tune button, is in the fourth row down, left upper corner. It's the button on the right of the two buttons, next to the corner of the display readout. AT tune button, used for activating the internal antenna tuner, referencing page 52, or an external antenna tuner. Number 8 button is the button to the left of the AT tune button, fourth row down on left top corner. That's the send button. Press to switch the transceiver between receive mode and transmit mode, referencing page 15. Now, down below that cluster of buttons, approximately on the left side in the middle, is the phones jack. Connect headphones to this jack. Inserting a plug into the jack automatically mutes the audio from the speaker, referencing page 3. Number 10, mic, MIC connector, lower left corner. Connect a compatible microphone, then snugly screw down the connector locking ring, referencing page 3. Describing number 11, multi-purpose keypad. This is the keypad that has the series of 3-3-3-3 buttons. Consists of 10 buttons that are used for inputting numeric data. Also used for the following functions. Point, CH1, CH2, CH3 buttons. Press to select functions associated with the internal electronic keyer, page 34, and the DRU-3A, digital recording unit, page 53. Now for the listener, CH1 is combined with the 1, CH2 is combined with the 2, and CH3 is combined with the 3 button. ANT button is associated with the 4. Press to select either antenna 1 or antenna 2 that are connected to their respective antenna connectors on the rear panel, pages 1 and 48. RECEIVE button is represented with the number 5. Press to select the record mode for CW message memory, page 35, or for the optional DRU-3A, digital recording unit, page 53. FINE, F-I-N-E, FINE button is represented with the digit number 6. Press to reduce by 1/10 the tuning control step size to allow more precise tuning, page 30. NB, November Bravo, NB button is associated with the number 7. Press to switch on or off the analog noise blanker, page 36. AGC, slant, T-O-N-E, AGC, tone, button, is associated with the number 8. Press to switch the automatic gain control function between slow and fast, page 30. Also switches on or off the subtone, page 24, or CTCSS function, page 25. This completes page 6, but continuing with the multipurpose keypad explanation on page 7, REV button. REV is associated with the number 9. In CW or FSK mode, press to select either the upper or lower sideband while receiving, pages 21. 26. CLR button is the button on the bottom left of the keypad. CLR button. Press to exit from, abort, or reset various functions. Also used for erasing memory channels, page 43, or for locking out memory channels from the scan list, page 44. Continuing down at the bottom of the pad, the middle button, F.LOCK button. Press to switch on or off the frequency lock function. That's associated with the number 0, page 48. And finally, in the lower right corner of the keypad, ENT button. Press to enter the desired frequency via the keypad, page 29. Part number 12 will describe the transmit function buttons. There are 4 buttons from top to bottom alongside of the keypad. Beginning at the 3, there is the mic button to the right. Next to the 6, there is the PWR button. Next to the 9, there is the KEY button. And next to the ENT, at the bottom of that list, is the delay button. So we're going to talk about mic, power, key, and delay buttons, top to bottom. And they're going to be referenced in conjunction with the multi-slant channel knob, which, looking at the right bottom of the rig, is the second knob in from the corner. Multi-slant channel knob. So let us begin 12, transmit function buttons. Used in conjunction with the multi-slant CH control to set various transmit functions. Beginning with the MIC button, that's the top button of the four vertically aligned buttons. The MIC button used for setting microphone gain level, page 15. Below that is the PWR button, used for setting the transmit output power, page 15. Below that is the key, K-E-Y, button, used for setting the internal electronic keyer speed, page 34. And the bottom button, delay, D-E-L-A-Y button, when using the VOX, or break-in function, used for setting the time delay for transmit mode to receive mode, pages 31, 34. Going to number 13, description, mode buttons. Now, as you look at the rig, the mode buttons from top to bottom are the three slightly curved configured buttons to the left of the main tuning dial. The top button at approximately 10 o'clock is the LSB slant USB button. Press these buttons to select your operating mode, page 14. The LSB slant USB button. Press to select lower sideband or upper sideband mode for voice or digital operation, pages 20, 27. The middle of the three buttons, approximately 9 to 10 o'clock, CW slant FSK button. Press to select CW or Frequency Shift Keying Mode, pages 21, 26. And the bottom of the three buttons at approximately 8 o'clock, FM slant AM button. Press to select FM or AM mode, page 22. Now, below that, there are two closely aligned buttons, horizontal, at approximately the 7 o'clock position, 7 to 8 o'clock position. The one to the left below FMAM button is the menu. The one to the right is 1 megahertz button. Referencing the menu button, number 14, the menu button, press to select or cancel the menu mode that is used for activating and configuring functions, page 16. Now, the button to the right of that, at about the 7 o'clock position, number 15, 1 megahertz button. Press to switch between the 1 megahertz step mode and the amateur band mode, page 29. Number 16 is tuning control, the large dial knob. Turn to select the desired frequency, page 14. Use the convenient fingertip cavity for continuous tuning. That's the little indention where you stick your finger and can just twirl it around. The lever behind the control adjusts the control torque level. Turn fully clockwise for light torque, or fully counterclockwise for slightly heavy torque. This completes the information on page 7. Continuing on page 8, number 17, description, frequency control buttons. Now, for the listener, the following buttons are pretty much all of the buttons grouped to the right of the large tuning dial. Not all of them, and I'll try to be explicit about that. These buttons control functions related to selecting a frequency, a VFO, or a memory channel. Up, slant, down buttons. The down minus button, the up plus button, are approximately at the 2 o'clock position to the right of the tuning dial. Up slant down buttons. Press to step through all armature bands consecutively, page 13, or to step the transceiver frequency in 1 megahertz increments, page 29. Also used for making selections from the menu, page 16, and to check start and end frequencies for the scan function, page 43. Now below the down button, there are 4 buttons at the 3 o'clock position going from left to right. Directly below the down button, adjacent to the number 3 o'clock position, is the split, S-P-L-I-T, button. Press to use split frequency operation, which allows a different transmit frequency and receive frequency, page 23. Below the split button, going down to the 4 o'clock position, M slant V button, that is the left of 4 buttons in that row. M slant V button, press to select either memory or VFO mode, page 40. Going back up above that, to the right of the split button, TF-SET button, it's the second button in, from the left side in the middle there. While operating split frequency, press to monitor or change your transmit frequency, page 23. Now below that, on the bottom of the 4 rows, the second from the left, is A equal B button, equal sign, A equal B button. Press to copy the data in the currently selected VFO over to the other VFO, page 30. Going to the top of the 4 again, now we're 3 in from the left at the 3 o'clock position, A slant B button. Press to select either VFO A or VFO B. Page 13. Also, in menu mode, press to select either menu A or menu B. Page 16. And below that button, the bottom 4 rows, the 3rd in from the left, is the clear, C-L-E-A-R, button. Clear button. Press to reset the RIT slant XIT frequency offset to 0. Pages 30, 32. Now going to the middle set of 4, the far right button is the RIT button. Press to switch on or off the receive incremental tuning function, page 30. And directly below it, in the bottom set of 4, far right, XIT button. Press to switch on or off the transmit incremental tuning function, page 32. We'll go now to the 3 thin, sort of racetrack-shaped buttons at the bottom of this set of buttons. The first button, at approximately the 5 o'clock position, is the scan, S-C-A-N, button. That's number 18 here described, the scan button. Press to start and stop scan functions, pages 46, 47. Going to the right, the middle of those 3, at the bottom of the rig, number 19, M forward arrow, VFO button. Press to transfer data from a memory channel to a VFO, page 42. And the 3rd button, number 20 described here, on the right side of that 3 combo, M.IN button, writes data into a memory channel, page 39, or selects memory scroll mode, page 41. Number 21, quick memory buttons. These buttons control the quick memory function, page 44. Now they are located next to the down up buttons, just below the lower right corner of the display readout. The first one to the right side of those two buttons, M.IN button. Press to write data into quick memory, page 44. The left of those two, next to the plus button, MR button. Press to recall data from quick memory, page 45. Now for the listener, I have to tell you that there are two M.IN buttons because if you'll recall just a few moments ago, I described as a number 20 the M.IN button, which was one of the three buttons down at the very bottom about the 5 o'clock position, the right side. I'm sure that the text will eventually describe the reference of that one to the other one, but right now that's almost like a duplication, so I did not make a mistake in reading it. Now cast your attention to the far right side of the display readout. You will see or feel four racetrack-shaped buttons there. Going down to the fourth button from the top, number 22, filter button. Press to select the receive filter bandwidth in SSB, CW, FSK, or AM mode, pages 36, 38, or press to select either narrowband or wideband transmit deviation in FM mode, page 22. We have a note here. Selecting the narrow filter bandwidth in SSB mode requires the optional YK-88SN-1 filter, page 36. Describing 23, CW tune button. CW tune button is the third button down in a row to the right side of the tuning display. Press to activate the automatic zero beat function for CW mode, page 21. And above that, 24, BC button. Press to switch on or off the DSP beat cancel function, page 38. And the top button at the right upper corner of the display, number 25, NR button. Press to toggle between noise reduction 1, noise reduction 2, and off, page 38. This completes the information on page 8. Beginning on page 9, description number 26 references the DSP slope high, H-I-G-H, control. The DSP slope control is in the upper right corner of the transceiver. In SSB or AM mode, turn to change the high cutoff frequency of the receive passband. Use the control to improve readability of the desired signal when higher frequency interference is present, page 37. Now, as you feel that or look at it, you'll see that that is a dual-purpose tuning knob, turning knob. The inner knob is the high DSP slope control. Now, number 27, the outer knob, is the DSP slope low control. In SSB or AM mode, turn to change the low cutoff frequency of the receive passband. Use the control to improve readability of the desired signal when lower frequency interference is present, page 37. Number 28 will describe the RIT slant XIT control, which is at the very lower right corner of the readout. RIT XIT control. after switching on the RIT or XIT function. Turn to select the desired frequency offset, page 3032. Number 29 is referencing the AF control. The AF control or RF control combination is the middle button on the right side of the rig. The AF control is the outer ring. Turn to adjust the audio frequency gain, page 13. Number 30, the RF control is the inside knob. Turn to adjust the radio frequency gain, page 13. Number 31 is in reference to the bottom dual-purpose knob on the right side of the rig. IF shift is the inner control of the knob. Turn to slide the received passband either lower or higher in frequency when interference is present, page 36. And number 32, SQL control, is the outer ring of that knob, used for muting, squelching the speaker output when no received signal is present, referencing page 14. Number 33 is to the left of that bottom right corner knob. It's titled, and we've talked about it before, the multi-slant CH control. In VFO mode, turn to step the operating frequency up or down, page 29. In memory channel mode, turn to select a memory channel, page 40. Also used for selecting menu numbers when accessing the menu mode, page 16. And as a selector, to choose settings for various functions activated by front panel buttons. Our last commentary is in reference to the microphone. As you look at the microphone, the very top of it, looking down upon it, 1. Up slant DWN buttons. The DWN button would be on the left side, and the UP button would be on the right side. Use these buttons to step up or down the VFO frequency, memory channels, or menu selections. Press and hold down to continuously change the settings. Number 2 is the PTT, push-to-talk switch, which of course appears on the left side of your microphone as you look at it. The transmitter is placed in transmit mode when this non-locking switch is held down. Releasing the switch returns the transceiver to receive mode. Now, for the listener, it is not printed out here, but of course you plug that microphone connection into the microphone opening in the lower left corner of the rig. And just above that, if you're using headphones, you have to plug your phones into that center phone jack. This concludes the reading of the front panel features on this TS-570 rig on page 9 of Getting Acquainted, Chapter 3.